The city of Logan is deciding whether or not to increase property taxes by nearly $14 per house per year to build and maintain a brand new library. Karen Clark is the assistant director of the Logan Library.
The library is bustling and busy and noisy, and so we're just busy.
There's a shift taking place among many libraries across the country, from a traditional library to more of a community center. Beyond just books, the Logan Library provides classes, access to computers, arts and crafts programs for kids, and even community poetry nights.
My name is Mimi Recker. I'm a professor in the College of Education at Utah State University.
Recker studies the shifting role that rural libraries play in communities and how people are accessing resources in an information economy. She says there is a growing intersection between information and education.
Libraries are starting to rethink themselves as a community resource and as a place for community services.
Clark says if the Logan Library was rebuilt, it would take on more of a community center feel. It would be more flexible and accommodating, but she says books will still be the library's primary resource, regardless if that is a hardback or an electronic book.
Library patrons are the community, and they are very important to us, and we want to encourage and help them as much as we can.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.